Hi everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of The Magic Within. I hope you enjoyed the first episode. It's out now, I guess. I let us know in the comments if you did enjoy it. We definitely enjoyed doing
it. Yeah, it was super fun.
So, anyway, like I said last time, move on. That's all in the past. It was just to learn a little bit about us, but episode 2 is all about D23. The magic within D23.
Yeah.
24.
And there's a lot of magic within D23.
A lot of announcements, and we're going to delve in to as many as we can, because we could probably talk for hours about this. But we're going to try and keep it within like 50 minutes to an hour. So here we go. So yeah, D23. Big one this year.
Where do we start?
I don't have a clue. There's so much to talk about. I feel like we should maybe save Disney World until like the end.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much to talk about in Disney World, and touch on everywhere else first. And then maybe mention a few of the movies and stuff like that that's coming out as well. But it was all about the parks really, wasn't it?
Yeah, best bit is the parks.
100%. Was there any films in particular that you were looking forward to? I guess we can touch on that quickly.
Stitch.
The live action Stitch.
Mainly because it was just so good to see him like as a real like live action character.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I think he looks exactly like my Teddy, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Teddy's not making an appearance.
Teddy's
not making an appearance today.
He's not here today, but he looks incredible. But a lot of people weren't happy.
Yeah.
With the way he looks.
I
thought he looked amazing though.
I don't really get that. I have to say, like,
what's he meant to look like?
People comparing him to like the Sonic initially, to the original Sonic thing. And it's like it's not the same. Like,
no,
it's not the same situation at all. Like, he looks like the cartoon come to life.
Yeah,
like literally. I don't know what more people were wanting. He looks cute and fluffy.
Yeah,
also kind of vicious. Seems like a little scamp. Like, yeah. He's a little nuisance. So yeah, I mean. Business perspective. Stitch makes them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Stitch makes them a lot of money. There's a lot of Stitch merch.
It's everywhere. Yeah. Like, just Primark, nothing to do with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, Primark going to Orlando, actually.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm sure it's open, like, either today or, like, the next
You see
few
a
days.
Lot of, like, Asda over here in the UK, or Walmart in the US.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Stitch stuff always in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin's obsessed with Stitch.
Mm.
Yeah. That is a mad one. But again, yeah, so I'm not surprised that they're making a live action of it, realistically. I know some people don't like the live actions, but, like, I get over it a little bit. Like, not to sound rude.
How rude.
No, not to sound rude, but, like, the live action movies aren't going to stop because you don't like them getting made. They still make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that is obviously what is the driving thing in any business. And I certainly, look, I will always prefer the kind of 90s, the animated versions. I don't think there's been one come out that I would say I prefer to the original. But there's certainly been some that have come out that I've liked enough. And I'm glad they came out. Like Aladdin comes to mind. Like, that was, like, different. I really enjoyed Aladdin.
In my head, they're just, like, I don't see them as, like, reimagining or, like, the same movie. It just feel like different movies, like new Disney movies.
Yeah, and that's the thing as well, like,
you can't get annoyed at them.
No one's taking the old one away. Like, that's the thing that confuses me as well. It's like, if you want to carry on watching The Old Little Mermaid, carry on watching it. No one's going to make you watch the new one.
I will watch both, thank you very much, exactly. Constantly.
So, some people are happy to watch both. But while we're talking about live-action movies, live-action Moana.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, not announced, because we already knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming, but they just did a little
stage show, didn't they? They did some...
You should do your impression...
Oh,
you're
knocking the castle.
Cheating.
I'm not cheating. It's the mic's just
there.
I'll do it at some point, it at some point. The Rock came out.
Yeah.
Which is great as a wrestling fan. I think he'll be good as a live action Maui as well.
Mm.
He's massive.
He is Maui.
He's huge. Obviously Moana isn't the same.
No.
In terms of the actor, but age is a thing, unfortunately, people. So, like, people age, and you can't get around that. Whereas Maui is a demigod, so, like, you kind of... you can't put an age on Maui in the animated one, really. Yeah, like, I won't, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, Dwayne can get away with it. So, yeah.
And also, he's aged like fine wine.
So. Was there any... True, true.
Did you also see the Lion King 2? There was another trailer.
Yes, yes.
And it flips it. It makes it seem like Scar or Taka is going to be the good guy, which is very confusing for my brain.
Don't know how I feel about this.
That's so weird.
Don't like it.
We're changing the story.
It's just I've spent my life hating Scar. Yeah. And I used to cry when I watched The Lion King. Oh boy, big lots of tears.
How can you not cry?
So like. And it's not just that, actually. It's also the fact that he's probably one of, like, the most iconic villains. It's like, don't make him a good guy.
Yeah, I know. They're
just getting their own land, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see. Maybe he's justifying actions. Nah, no justifying the actions. Nah.
I don't want to see Mufasa as a bad guy or in the wrong in any way.
I don't think he is. I think it's going to be one of them situations where it's like... everyone's a good guy of their own story. And I don't think Mufasa does anything wrong.
Do you not think?
I just think he's incredibly good. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
so then, I don't think I don't think it's the case of he's bad.
Yeah.
I just think it's like Scar gets jealous and like, and it's like, but then the thing is, it's like, it makes us understand why he got jealous and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Avatar 3, Fire and Ash.
Mm.
Not bothered myself because I'm not really an Avatar guy. But
I do love Avatar.
I like that it's fire and ash.
Yeah.
After Way of the Water.
Yeah.
It makes me worry for the sake of Pandora because...
There's a lot of water there.
I feel like it'll be a bit burny.
Yeah.
It's a very pretty place, so that'll be sad.
Think of the environment.
I'm humans, man. We're the humans. Apparently, actually, there's tribes and things that we haven't met and stuff.
Fire tribe, yeah.
There is other stuff as well. There's Elio, which is an original Win or Lose, which I think is an original series. Something called Hoppers as well. I don't know great detail about these. I've got my iPad in front of me. I could just read from it, but I don't, like, it's... I think there's little details and there's more to be revealed on them. And if you do want to know more about them, then obviously just have a look, research them. But... Zootopia 2, that is more of a big deal.
Yeah.
And that is November 2025. And Ki Hu Kwan, I think I'm pronouncing that right, the guy that played Short Round in Indiana Jones.
Mm, he's so cute.
He's playing a snake in it. And I love that guy so much. He's like, he's one of the people who's like, you need protect that man.
Yeah. You just want him to do well and win at life.
He actually came out on day 2 of the park panel as a... guest conductor.
What was he doing? He did
the Indiana Jones theme music, which is just unbelievable as well.
That's so good.
So that's great. Actually, one more thing. I did lie. They shared a still of Frozen 3.
Oh, yeah.
They shared a still of Frozen 3, which was really pretty. I can probably put it up on the screen here. but one thing, this wasn't mentioned at D23, but I've seen rumours that I think they're going to film Frozen 3 and 4 at the same time.
Mm.
So it's going to be like Infinity Frozen.
Yeah.
Infinity 4. Oh like Melt 4.
Yeah.
Not like the Super Mario 4.
Maybe if they're filmed at the same time, then they'll obviously only be like a year between them or something.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I have no patience.
I'm not ready for a Frozen film to be left on like a dramatic cliffhanger though.
Oh yeah, no.
That'll make me sad.
I don't like that with
what happened
like
in Frozen 2.
Yeah.
If you're not in Frozen 2 and you're gonna watch it, spoiler alert. But when we thought Olaf died, that wasn't funny.
It was horrible.
I'm a grown man, and that was not all. I didn't find that funny, and I know it wasn't supposed to be funny. But he came back in that. But like, if I was a kid, woof, that would have knocked me for six.
Some people are worth melting for.
Yeah, true. I guess you don't see that much of that kind of thing anymore. So, yeah, I think that's why it knocked me for six.
They
so
just
much.
Wanted to make us cry, to be honest.
No, they're good at that. And there was also some Star Wars stuff released as well, like Andor Season 2. Personally, I've not seen the first one. And I think there was an announcement for the Mandalorian movie too.
They're also going to be in a ride. I have all the ride knowledge.
Yeah, they are going to be in a ride. Oh,
updating the other one.
We had a first look at Ironheart. I said a minute ago that this was everything, but
there's too much.
Ironheart. Yeah, exactly. Day one.
Yeah.
We also got a look at Daredevil, Born Again, which is going to be awesome, I think.
Mm. Is that a movie or TV show?
TV show.
TV show, right.
I think it's like 3 seasons they've confirmed or something.
Really?
Like. Yeah. And Agatha, All Along, is coming very soon. Like,
I'm so excited
September
for
September the 18th, I think.
Perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, which I think it'll probably run for 6 weeks, which will run it right up to Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Oh, amazing.
It won't surprise me if Agatha starts showing up at the parks, to be honest.
She is at the parks right now.
Well, there you go. She's at the parks
for
right now.
For the...
Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah, in Disneyland. Really? Oh, Snow White!
There's more things.
As if we forgot about that one.
We saw the Snow White trailer.
Yeah.
Which, again, has caused a divide.
People get so mad.
People don't like it when, you know, I don't know.
People like to have issues.
People, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone can have their own opinion on stuff, and that's absolutely fine. What I don't like is the stuff when it's like shaming, and it's like this sort of thing where it's like, how are you having, why would the person playing the Queen think that the person playing Snow White is pretty, like,
that's ridiculous.
It's a fairy tale, for Christ's sake. Like, what are you talking about? And
it shouldn't be about that.
And if we're going to go into the logic and the lore of it, it's fairest of them all has always been the line. It's not been who's the prettiest, who's the most attractive, it's the fairest.
Yeah.
So if you look a 10 out of 10, but you've got an ugly heart, unfortunately, you're a zero. And I think that might be maybe what it's looking to get at.
Yeah, hopefully that's like the moral of the live action.
Maybe, but I've always kind of thought that anyway.
Yeah.
I always kind of thought that like it was, Snow White was kind.
Yeah.
That was... Yeah. What her main thing was.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So, shut up, you guys, complaining. Honestly, it was a good trailer, I thought. Anyway. But I also will say, if people are attached to the film, fair enough.
Yeah.
Don't watch it then. It's fine.
It's fine.
No one's going to make you watch it. They're not going to chase you in with like pointy sticks and say, you have to go and watch the film.
Yeah.
Just don't go and watch it. Right, that is all the film stuff now, I promise. I'm not going to go back into it. I know I've said a couple of times that I've done, but I'm really done now. We're on to the park stuff, which is the stuff I'm most excited about.
Yeah, that's the stuff you get to, I don't know, interact with.
Yeah, definitely. And...
So much. Again.
So... I guess you mentioned Avatar Land, didn't you?
Yeah, which is going to be amazing. Is it going to be the same as Disney World?
No, they've confirmed that it's not. It's going to be a different part of Pandora that takes inspiration from Way of the Water.
Yeah.
And the new one.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But we've not seen it yet. So, well, we've not seen the new one yet. But I think there's going to be a new attraction. That takes people apparently out into the wide open seas of Pandora.
Oh my god, imagine like if there were those Pandora whale things jumping over your head.
That would be mental. I don't know
if that's possible.
Don't know how to do it. If anyone could do it, Disney can do it.
Yeah.
It would just be a screen, wouldn't it? They'd do it with a screen and effects either side.
Like
so,
a curved screen.
Yeah, so when it goes over, then it would, a water effect would happen. So, yeah, it's possible. But
there's so much you can do with
Avatar. I've seen, it's on here, look, the big boat. So, there is a whale on the photo.
Mm.
So, they could look at incorporating that. They can't do a big animatronic, though, surely. That would be crazy. So. It costs them too much money. But while we're still on Disneyland, California, the OG, I've never been.
California.
Want to go in the next couple of years. They are expanding on Avengers Land, doubling the size of Avengers Land. See, I've not been to that Avengers Land, and I think the rides there are slightly different. I think they've got the web slingers that they have at Paris.
Yeah.
So I've been on that. Good fun. Probably the most fun I've had, but my God.
You were hot.
I was sweating.
You were hot and bothered.
Yeah, you've got to give it some, haven't you? You don't want to lose.
Your arms, honestly, I don't even know how long it is. But, like, no one does that for 10 minutes.
It was unbelievable, though, like, the fact that, like, it was looking where I was looking, and it, the webs would just take out the robot that you're looking at. So it's crazy.
Mental.
But the new ones that are coming, it's not Flight Force, which is at Paris, which is rock and roller coaster. Very, very good, by the way. Any US listeners that have never made the trip over to Paris, it is so good.
It is amazing.
I love rock and roller coaster, so I was skeptical, in all honesty, but it kind of blew me out of the water a bit, and I loved it. I was laughing like the Joker when I was on that ride. I was, honestly loved it. Like the kind of lick of paint it's had.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got an awesome Iron Man animatronic.
Oh, the pre-shows are incredible for all the Avengers stuff. Mm-hmm. It's mental.
So, the new stuff. One of them is a shuttle-like ride by the looks of it.
Yeah.
The vehicle looks strikingly like the Spider-Man vehicle at Universal.
Yeah, and it's a similar type of ride,
yeah, isn't it? And Thanos is involved. It's, what was it called? Infinity.
What is it called?
I don't. Infinity Defense. Avengers Infinity Defense.
Yeah.
So that is the Thanos kind of shuttle simulation type ride. But there's also another ride that very much intrigues me.
Yeah. The one with Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Robert Downey Jr. is back as Tony Stark, which is a bit crazy because...
He is Doctor Doom.
Yeah. Did that happen...
Was that day two?
Before or after, yeah, but regardless, that happened. No, it wasn't D23, that was Comic-Con.
Oh, it was, yeah.
So it's a bit mad that he's coming back for the sake of a ride, but... And it's like Tony Stark's Flight School, is it called?
Yeah.
Let me just have a quick look. And Stark Flight Lab. Stark Flight Lab, it's called.
Yeah.
Looks very much, anybody that's been to Universal and been on Harry Potter or Hogwarts, The Forbidden Journey, I think it's called, the one inside the school.
So good.
So good. Looks similar to that, very similar to that. Like, kind of think, like, if you've not been there, like, the Runaway Railway, in a sense of, like, you feel like you're going a lot further than you are because you keep getting put in front of screens and simulations. It looks very much like that. Great. It sounds like they're very much utilising the space that they've got there by putting two rides in that don't require a huge track.
That's where, like, the Imagineering comes into it and makes it, like, it just baffles your mind, doesn't it? Like, how do they do it?
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, no, it does so many times. And they've obviously got Mission Breakout there.
Yeah. Which is...
Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We need to go.
Oh, yeah,
100%. We have to go. Especially with doubling the size of it.
Let's just wait for all of this stuff to get built.
Yeah.
And then we'll go. But one of the things that genuinely I was most excited about from the Disneyland announcements in California was that they've announced a Coco ride, which to me is... incredibly exciting. It's going to be a boat ride.
Yeah.
They announced that they're going to go through the City of the Dead or the Land of the Dead or whatever it's called, with all the, like, beautiful scenery and colours. It's awesome. I really hope the pre-show we actually said when we watched it, it's already a ride.
It feels like a ride.
The way that, like, when they're going through, he goes through like a ticket turnstile thing. Yeah. I feel like
they're going to incorporate that.
So I feel like they're going to incorporate that into the show. I said the show, the ride, but it will be a show.
It would best be a flying Diego.
Yeah.
Knocking into things around my head.
Oh, God.
I love him so much.
I don't know where this is going to go.
What, dopey dog?
Because I can't. Let me just have a quick look on ThighPad. I'm a little bit sad that he's not coming to Epcot to Mexico, but I'm not ready for the Three Caballeros to go just yet.
Everyone loves that ride
as well. I feel like that's exactly where it would go, especially with it being a boat ride.
I feel like it would cause uproar.
Yeah, that would cause uproar.
But it would be so good.
It would
there.
Be so good.
It's perfect.
I think I'd be able to personally make peace with it eventually. But
yeah.
I understand why, like, people love that ride.
They really
love that ride. So
it's so cute.
And I think they know that. I think that's probably why it's gone to Disney. Like, if you look at it on paper, it makes sense to be in Mexico, but
yeah,
alas, it is not. Is there anything else that happened that is getting announced at Disneyland? Oh, there is. There is one thing. They announced that they are working on the first ever audio animatronic.
Oh yeah,
of Walt Disney.
How do you feel about that?
I think it'll be incredible.
Yeah,
I think I'll cry.
You love him so much.
Yeah, I think I'll cry as soon as I see him.
I think you're the reincarnation of Walt Disney.
Oh, I'd love
but
to
you're
be.
Stuck in Cumbria, yeah. In England.
I'll get there. I'll get back home.
That's the only difference.
I'll get back home. There's a location. No, I think it's great for me. He's such an inspiration.
Yeah.
Like I've said this so many times in personal life, just his outlooks and the way that he kind of thought about things and the way he went about things with so much care.
Yeah.
Is something that I strive to do. I imagine they'll use old audio footage of his, and it'll be almost like you get to see one of his famous Disneyland speeches when he announces Disneyland, for example.
Yeah.
And you'll get to see it live and in person. That means more to me than seeing a president, as somebody from the UK.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's no disrespect at all.
Yeah.
It's just obviously they're not my presidents, and I respect the country an immense amount, but Walt's been a huge part of my life and how I feel about a lot of things. I'm happy about it. I know that this caused a little bit of uproar, some of Walt's family in fact, but obviously I can't speak for them. I can only speak for me, and I'm looking forward to it. It might even get me to a point where like I want to, that's what gets me to Disneyland, because I want to see that. And I think
see videos of it as well,
like,
you'll definitely want to go then.
I think it's going to be in the Hall of Presidents show, or whatever it's called at Disneyland. I can't remember the name, but they're going to run it in like cycles. So like they'll do a 12-week run of Walt, and then 12 weeks of Abe Lincoln again, and then 12 weeks of Walt.
Right. Okay.
So so that's interesting.
Yeah,
it's good in a sense because they'll always be able to make sure that animatronic is in tip-top condition.
Yeah,
because they'll have 3 months of downtime.
Yeah,
or 6 months, however they do it. But I think that's it for Disneyland, California.
Yeah,
Disneyland Resort. Disneyland Paris has got a little bit of something sewing.
Mm-hmm. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, indeed. Pride Lands is coming to... It sounds mad saying it out loud, but the Pride Lands is coming to Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
Despite what the picture depicted, it showed real-life action, the live-action characters. Mm. I've now read that it's actually going to be based on the 90s, the original animated version.
Yeah, which would be way better.
I think that'll be better. I think it's more iconic. Mm. I think Pride Rock, to be honest, doesn't matter. I think it's the shape of Pride Rock.
Yeah.
I think if they get the shape right, I don't think it matters whether it looks like an actual rock or it looks like an animated rock. I think it... But in terms of probably the characters, it definitely makes more sense because you have meet and greets then.
Yes. Like
you can't have a lion in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't have a real warthog wandering around, but obviously you're going
to
have it.
I would love to see, like, not a real lion, but, like, do you know, like an animatronic of the live-action one?
No, that would be cute.
Like, up close.
But an animatronic of the cartoon one, though.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Not going to lie, but it's got a ride. It's got a log flume-esque Tiana's Splash Mountain rehash, essentially, ride.
Yeah.
That's ticked some people off, but Paris doesn't have a water ride.
No, it needs a water ride.
And I think it'll work. I genuinely do. I think that it might even work better than Tiana's, to be honest.
No,
I've not been on Tiana's yet, and I've got nothing against Tiana's. I'm not one of these Splash Mountain diehards. I just think that with it being Pride Rock as the setting of it, and it just...
And you're going down it.
Yeah, it just ties... That's so cool. For me, it just ties... in a little bit more. Oh God, I hope they don't do the end.
Don't fall off.
I hope it's not Scar saying long live the king before you fall. That'll be a little bit grim. I took a turn. But that's not the only thing Paris has got. Paris got Frozen World confirmed to open in 2026, as well as another nighttime show in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Paris The Castle, the nighttime show, coming in 2025, January, I believe, which looks unbelievable.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drones, fireworks.
We haven't seen those damn drones yet.
Oh, no.
We missed them.
We were there, but it was wet. No.
No, was it too windy? Was it too cold?
Too windy or too cold.
One of them.
I think too cold because of the whole time when Iron Man flew up too high and he froze.
That makes sense.
That's what happens in my brain. But
yeah.
Don't know if that is the case, but... regardless, they didn't fly.
It was like 2 minutes before it was meant to start. They were like, bonjour.
Yeah.
It does not start.
Both nights, they didn't fly. But alas, it is what it is. But this new one, it's got the whole CGI thing on the castle. It's got fireworks. It's got drones. I saw Bruno on the thingy. Let me just get it up so I can see a few more things that are on it.
Matteo Bruno.
Right, here we go. Who else can I see on it?
Who else is on there?
We've got Geppetto and Pinocchio.
Oh, Stitch and Lilo.
Rafiki in the middle.
Oh, Moana.
Moana. The Blue Fairy.
Cool.
Beauty and the Beast, yeah, Mulan. We've said all that. And then Lilo and Stitch, yeah. in a rocket in a draw. Have you seen the new thing that they're doing at Paris at the minute? And they change the castle. Make it blue.
Oh, that's incredible.
So good.
We have to go back to Paris.
So good.
I keep saying this to every park. Like, we have to go back there.
I think in 2026.
It's so close.
I think in 2026 when Frozen World opens. Or maybe 2027 because that is apparently when Lion King Land is opening. So maybe 2027 we'll go back to Paris.
Yeah.
That is it for Disneyland Paris, I believe. I think that's a pretty good showing.
For a smaller park.
I saw some people that weren't happy about the amount that Disneyland Paris got, and genuinely
like it wasn't enough.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say it's too much.
No, but if you look, when I was a kid and I went, like the way that Walt Disney Studios Park is transforming now.
Yeah.
And when it's going to be called Adventureland or Adventure World, whatever it's going to be called, because they're renaming it. When it's finished, it's going to have, it's going to have a new nighttime show in that park.
Oh, on the lake.
Around this new lake that they're making that's near Frozen World.
Mm.
So they've got that, they've got Frozen World, they've got Lion King Land, they've got Avengers Campus, they've got Toy Story Land. Honestly, that park now is unbelievable as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And it's got the Cars thing that used to be backboard tour.
Yeah. I feel like for so long, nothing much changed there. We didn't hear many updates. And now all of a sudden, like, it's Adventureland and, like, they're getting so much. So
yeah,
it's picking up pace really quickly, isn't it?
I agree. When I was a kid, I just can't remember that because it was there. Rock and Roller Coaster was there. There was a Armageddon ride. But now, it's got its own Avengers Campus, which is great for us from the UK that I don't have to go to California to go to Avengers Campus. It's awesome. I think personally that it's a good showing for Disneyland Paris, realistically. Yeah. Touching on the other parks, there's been 2 Spider-Man rides announced going overseas to Asia, one for Shanghai and one for Hong Kong. I'm not sure which one's which. Let me just double check. So Hong Kong, it looks like he's getting a simulator-like ride. I'm not sure on the details on that. I can't see it on the article that I've read. But I'm sure if you do want to know more about that, there's probably more info. Some of it will be true. Some of it will be leaks. If it is a leak, just take it with a pinch of salt. Remember that. And Shanghai, that's the more exciting one for me.
Yeah.
That looks like an actual Spider-Man roller coaster.
That looks incredible.
Like, I'm looking at it now. I'll show you. Oh, yeah. So yeah, it's on a track, like an actual track roller coaster. Yeah. It looks almost like
it kind of looks like an indoor one, I'm guessing.
It looks like it's a long coaster though. At first I thought it was like individual buggies, kind of like Guardians is, where it's like you're in fours, but it actually looks like a long track.
That looks so cool.
That'll be awesome. I would love to make the journey over there.
I would love to go to every single park at one point in my life.
Yeah, we'll visit all the castles.
Our first goal, I could have... Before we went to Florida, I was like, I'll die happy once I've been there. No, I want to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Just once.
And Aulani as well.
Oh my god, yeah, there's so many. Vacation Club, here we go.
Need a money tree, need a money tree. But the thing is as well, I'm sure everyone that's listening to this feels exactly the same way. So if anybody has got a money tree, give us a shout.
Give us some leaves.
Yeah. That's, we've spoke about all the other Disneyland, and now it's time to talk about our home. No, not really. But yeah, this is the place that we're headed next year, Walt Disney World Orlando. And the reason we've left it until last is because there is so much to talk about. Obviously, it's kind of bound to happen. They've got more parks than any of the rest. I actually saw a stat somewhere that I think Walt Disney World employs more than the rest of the resorts combined, which is staggering. It's crazy.
That's mental.
It's crazy, isn't it? But when you think, like, so Paris has how many hotels? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Disney World has 25.
It has 25?
Apparently so, on site.
Oh my god!
I don't know if they're all Disney hotels, like, but they're on site, and then obviously there's the 4 parks, there's the water parks, there's everything in Disney Springs.
Oh my god!
And then there's like the behind the scenes. Obviously, there's like the marketing team, the sales team, all that side of it. So staggering. But yeah, that's just some boring admin stuff and stats. Let's talk about the rides. Unless you've waited long enough, let's talk about Villains Land.
Oh my god! I can't wait for this.
Finally.
I love the villains.
How did we get
villains? I'm wearing Maleficent today.
In
honour.
In honour, yeah.
Because I think there'll be a Maleficent ride, I think.
I do too.
There was like the vines, the spiky vines, and a track. I'm assuming it's a roller coaster.
How did we get Villains Land before GTA 6? Like, how's that happened? Like, well, it's crazy. You're right, I think.
Mm.
Two rides. They've said that there's going to be 2 attractions.
Yeah.
I
wish there was more.
Maleficent's dragon is in the background of the graphic, and it looks like there's a track. It does also look like there's a track underground, though.
That looks like the underworld or something. Yeah. Near the water.
Right. So I'll try and put it here right now where I've just zoomed in on. But it looks like underneath the ground, there's not even a track. It looks like a coaster. It looks like a coaster car. I would love for it to be Yzma and Kronk related.
Oh yeah, they're on like a water thing.
I don't know if it's gonna be. I would love for it to be. I don't even know if there'll be 2 coasters because the Maleficent one looks so much like a coaster. Like almost like a Velocicoaster level of coaster. It looks like it's gonna be big. It looks scary.
Yeah.
If they're ever gonna build a ride of that level in Disney, Villains Land would be the place to do it. If you ask me, maybe not Velocicoaster level, but it looks big. That car underneath could be something different. It could be a boat ride. The Underworld is an unbelievable shout.
I love Hercules.
I've got something that I would love for them to do. I would love for them to create, so you've got your Maleficent coaster, that's your big coaster. I would love for them to create an almost like dark ride, Guardians-ish, go under the floor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of incorporate all of the villains.
Oh, yeah.
So there's actually a ride where you see, and so I would like for them to all like spin a story of why Villains Land is existed.
Yeah.
And how come all of the villains have ended up in this one place, whether it's a dark forest, whatever it is.
It does look very foresty.
And I would like a ride to almost tell that story.
Yeah, yeah.
And to almost show them all plotting.
Yeah.
And then once a year at Halloween, it's like their plot comes into fruition and they take over the rest of the park.
I was going to say, do you think the like Halloween stuff will then be in the villains' bit? Or do you think it will still come through?
I think it'll still come through the rest of the park. I can't see that. I think they'll have... That might be where they do the show.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, I've also got to remember, I think it'll be in the distance in the same vein and fashion that the Tangled Castle and stuff like that.
Mm.
But there is a castle on the graphic. I don't know if they're going to build another castle to the same level as...
Oh, my God.
But if they built a castle with a stage... That could be where they did the shows and stuff like that. I can't see it having its own nighttime show or anything like that.
No.
Like, it's not its own park. We do have to remember that. It's its own land.
And then this big guy is the main...
Yeah, of course.
The main bit of that, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't think they'll ever want to take that away. But themed dining, they've said.
Yeah.
Themed shopping. It is quite clearly a reaction to Universal putting in the, whatever it's called, Dark Universe and Epic Universe. As well, listening to fans as well, I would say. It's not just that.
People
fans
have been so demanding
the Villains Land. I think they've wanted a park, but people have been demanding a Villains Land for years and years and years. And the way they revealed it as well, right at the end, with the mirror
the
talking.
Music. The music. It was like the Hunchback of Notre Dame music.
The green lights as well. Yeah. It was just, they smashed it.
Oh,
it's
so
They
good.
Absolutely smashed it. And that's something that hasn't, as far as I'm aware, they've said that they've broken ground already in terms of building.
Yeah.
But they didn't say when or if or when it would come.
There was nothing.
My guess is 2028.
Mm.
Just a guess. Don't take that for gospel or anything like that. It's purely a guess. But I just think,
I'm too excited.
In 4 years' time, if they broke ground already, Epic Universe will have been open for 3 years at that point. It is a perfect time to strike back.
Yeah.
I just think I've got a feeling about 20. And Mickey will be 100 as well. That's the year that Mickey turns 100.
Yeah.
Because Mickey was born in 1928. So they will have plans for that. I imagine they'll have specific plans probably for California for that. So I don't know though. I think it's just an exciting time to be a theme park fan, whether you're Disney, whether you're Universal, whether you're both like
so
us.
So many updates.
Yeah. Like this crazy. Is a Disney podcast, but I'm not going to sit here and slag off Universal, by the way. So no. I'm sorry if that was what you wanted from me.
Because it also looks incredible.
Yeah, because like, I love it as well. So,
yeah.
But moving on, staying in Magic Kingdom, there's going to be a nighttime parade.
Just gets better.
I'm happy it's here, but why hasn't it been there the whole time?
Yeah. A lot of people were wanting the electrical light parade back, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I feel like this is like, they're giving something.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be amazing.
From what I can see as well, it looks like Bruno and, oh my God, my brain's gone blank.
Isabella,
yes. It looks like she's on the floor with all the flowers and they
were lit up, aren't they?
Yeah, and they were looking for they were casting. They were looking for Isabella lookalikes and Louisa lookalikes. So that's coming next year. That's gonna be there when we go.
Yes.
Maybe not, actually, because it'll be Halloween.
It'll be like the one thing. Oh yeah.
It'll be Halloween. No, there's going to be loads.
If that was there, then it would have been like.
No, there's a few things.
Is there?
Yeah. Test track's reopening by the time we go.
Oh, okay.
That's in Epcot.
Oh, okay, cool.
One of the few things Epcot is getting, but it's getting that.
What else were they getting?
A lounge. They're getting a lounge. It does look like a nice lounge. I have to say.
They need a lounge for all the drunk people.
It's a Spaceship Earth lounge. So, like.
Mm.
But it genuinely does look quite nice, like, and it looks like you can see the fireworks from the lounge. So, like,
I did joke.
I made a meme about it and joked, but it does look like a nice lounge.
Yeah.
Also, Epcot's done its fair share in the past few years, so it can have a rest. But yeah, back to Magic Kingdom, nighttime parade,
New nighttime parade.
But we are also getting Cars Land.
Bye-bye, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. That's another one. I just kicked the camera. That's another one that is causing a bit of a
hoo-ha.
Yeah, a little bit of a hoo-ha amongst people. The thing is, right, Geordie's going on a rant again.
We love a Geordie rant.
Yeah. So the thing is with this, I appreciate, because I proposed in Disneyland, and if I propose to you on Tom Sawyer Island, which you can do because there's a beautiful view of the castle.
Aww.
If you did that and it's getting destroyed to build Cars Land, then I get that you'd be upset about that. I could totally understand it. But you do also have to be realistic about it. And the realistic side of it is that everyone I've spoke to that's gone to Disney World in the past, say, 5 years.
Yeah.
I've said recently, I said, have you ever been to Tom Sawyer Island? Because I did a little research, you see, because I'm a professional. And they've all said, if they did, it was about 15 years ago. And the rest said no. And when you look, even after it being announced that it was closing, when you look on the app at the queue time, it is like 10 minutes. No one goes on it, I guess. It opens at like 11, I think. It doesn't open until like quite late into the day, when even though Magic Kingdom, and there is quick service things on there that haven't been open since COVID.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall, Tom, sadly.
Bye, Tom.
The painting's on the gate. but it's sad. I'm more sad about the boat going.
Yeah, I loved seeing the boat.
Yeah, that's...
Not that we went on it.
No.
Either, however...
Just to me, it's like a...
It's like an iconic thing to see there.
Sorry, yawned everyone. it's an iconic thing to see. It feels like it's one of the things that should always be in Disneyland Park.
Yeah.
And there won't be one in...
There's one in Paris.
There's one in Paris, there's one in California. Yeah. There won't be one in Orlando then, which is a bit... Oh, it's a bit sad, but...
Maybe they should put it on the lake.
I'm quite okay with it.
Yeah.
When you look at what we're getting, because...
Yeah.
The Cars Ride, the Cars Land looks incredible. It's not the one that we're getting in California, which I'm sure you guys probably are already aware. It's a Frontierland kind of spin on it.
I like that it's different.
So it's Wild Wild West.
I like that they have different things in different parks.
Sidebar, sorry, Edward. Wild Wild West, awful film. Carry on. Do carry on.
I like that they're different in each park because it makes you... Well, actually, it's a bad thing because it makes you want to go to all of them. But
it's a good
thing. You don't want to go to another country, but this is exactly the same.
It's a bad thing and a good thing because it is bad for us and it's bad for our bank accounts.
Yeah.
But I would be annoyed if we went to California because that was the one thing I would say that when I went to Magic Kingdom and then I went to Disneyland Paris as a kid...
It's different.
I just went and I was like, it's... Kind of
it,
at that time when I was a kid, I was like, it's the same but worse. It's Magic Kingdom and MGM, but not as good.
Yeah.
And now,
was I did the other way?
Now it's not that. Now there's different stuff at different parks, and financially, not a fan of it. But like as a Disney fan, fact that like when I go to California, that's the only place I can go to Radiator Springs and see the. Exactly. So not just that, there's stuff like the Matterhorn, there's the walking in Walt's shoes tour thing, Incredicoaster, California Adventure in itself, the Guardians ride, there's all these things now that it's
if
like
they have the same
go on.
If they have the same land, they have different rides because like they've changed Tower of Terror to
I think that, and I think and this stuff. Is a new thing that in the past sort of 5-10 years that they've headed towards rather than carbon copying, putting them in different countries. I think you'll always have the main ones, but even Splash Mountain, I believe, is in Tokyo still, which you will get people going over to for.
All the different castles. You don't want the same thing.
No, not everyone. It would be great if it was, but alas, we... It's nice that everyone's got their own thing. Now as well. Even like you say, to the point of the castles. Like whether you've got a nice big castle or a nice cute small one. It's fine. Oh, I'll tell you what though, if you've got a castle with a dragon under it.
I think
Paris is the best castle.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Back to D23. We went on a sidebar.
Anywho.
So we were talking about cars. I'm excited for it. There is another ride as well as like the main ride. Look, by the way, it looks unbelievable. When they released the second graphic, it looks like it goes like up and down and through mountains.
It looks like a full-on road trip.
Yeah,
like...
it looks crazy. It looks fantastic. Yeah. If you don't like the look of it, sad for you. But I'm looking forward to it. So,
We're happy about it.
I would just say try and get to Tom Sawyer Island before... they obviously start work on it because all jokes aside, I do appreciate the fact that like something can be sentimental to somebody and isn't sentimental to that other person. Like I've got things, or even this, like my wedding ring, like that to me is priceless, but to somebody else, it's just a ring. Do you know what I mean? So like I get it, but like you sometimes do have to look at it from a perspective of business, and if it isn't making money, if it is essentially dead land, which unfortunately it is, seems that way, that's what the statistics say, then it's going to be the place that they use to expand and to make things better. And we can't have it both ways. We can't ask them and be like, oh, you're not doing anything, you're not updating your parks, but then be mad about where they choose to update them.
Change is a good thing for if it's something that is fun for people.
And this comes from a great movie ride veteran, by the way. Veteran.
Which I think you mentioned in the last podcast.
I probably
you
did.
You were obsessed with it.
But I loved it. It's no longer there. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is there. That is still now one of my favourite rides.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to move on. And I'm not saying one's better than the other, but I'm just saying one's there and one isn't. So we might as well go on the one that is there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'll say on the matter. For now, we'll probably venture back into it. Right. What else is happening? Forgot to mention, in Disneyland California, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is opening this
November
2024. So you Splash Mountain fans, you go and queue up and then you can complain about it.
I'm joking. About it breaking down.
Yeah. That's a good point in terms of it breaking down. Do expect maybe a little bit of downtime because it's not bigger. Yeah, it's going through it at Disney World. I think it's the advanced animatronics.
Yeah.
Some of the most advanced animatronics that the park's seen combined with water. It's not going to necessarily end well. We've seen it with the Navi River Journey.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a CGI screen and she's not completely moving. So
yeah,
it happens. I'm sure. Give it six more months. Maybe
give it time.
If you're there for 2 weeks, that's not really great. But you know, give it 6 months and then pay another $5,000 and go again each.
Why do we do this?
It's good fun, isn't it? We touched on Epcot already. Test track reopening. Obviously getting the festivals. It's had a lot of work done and it's got a nice pretty lounge. So that's all on Epcot. Maybe in the future we'll get more for next day, D23. But that is what it's getting. We'll be there for the reopening of Test Track. Not for the reopening, but
we've not been invited to the reopening
yet.
One day.
If Walt, Mr. or Mickey... There he is.
The big mouse.
If you want to send me an invite, I'll be there. I will test the track.
You'll be the tester.
I will be the tester on the track. that's all Epcot is getting. Animal Kingdom, however, is gaining, but it is losing as well. That's just like Magic Kingdom. But for me, again, this is where it's personal and it's everybody's different. I care more about It's Tough to Be a Bug than I care about Tom Sawyer's Island. So I'll be gutted to see that go. I think it'll be gone by the time we get there.
Oh, I'm glad we went on it. It was so good.
I think, because I think it's next winter is the Zootopia. That's what's replacing it. Again, and I love that. It'll be great. I do love Zootopia.
I hope it's like a concert or like...
I think it'll be like a concert. What's it called?
I hope they're singing.
What's it called?
I'm going to give in until I reach the
end and then I'll start again. Better Together.
Better Together. Oh, that's cute.
It does look like there's ladies singing in there. So in the middle of the tree, yeah.
Shakira
is going to be there. I don't think it's going to be spooky anymore. It's probably going to be a concert. It's probably going to be feel good show. That's probably for the best. I love It's Tough to Be a Bug, but I also was terrified of it when I went in it as a kid.
I was terrified when we went in a few months ago. I did not know what to expect.
Yeah, so like I said on the last podcast, first time I went, I was six. Yeah. I think that was one of the ones that I had to get carried out of because I started crying and being hysterical. So I get it. I get it. So that is one of the things we're losing. We're losing It's Tough to Be a Bug, and it's getting replaced with Zootopia show in winter. That's why I think... we probably will miss it. They'll be doing work when we get there in October. Be nearly open. We might get a preview. Who knows? But rest in peace. It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Yeah.
You've served us well.
At least we went on it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd been on it.
So traumatized by it.
I went back on it. Face my fear.
You're a big, brave boy now.
Yeah. But in terms of another thing that we are losing, everybody's favourite dinosaur, it's been confirmed, will be removed from Animal Kingdom to make way for an Indiana Jones ride. The Indiana Jones ride does look interesting. It's not a carbon copy, again, from California, or the one at Paris, which will give you whiplash.
I'm sorry, but dinosaur gives me whiplash.
Oh, right.
And if they're just reimagining it and putting a lick of paint on it, the whiplash shall continue.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
It's going to be so good that it's different, though.
I believe it's an ancient Mayan temple, and we go with Indy, or either Indy and the Jones has got lost, I think, and we've got to go find it.
And we're in the car.
That
the
is
car.
Not our Indy. That is not our archaeologist. So, again, sad to see it go. This one, I wouldn't even say I understand it. I think it's just, it's collateral damage, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I think they want to get rid of the whole Dino Land.
It's not an IP. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So it's not an IP that necessarily is popular.
No, I loved that movie, though.
What was it called, then?
Aladar.
You remember the Aladar. Amount of time we do this, and I'm like, well, what was the main dinosaur called? Right, Aladar, yeah, that's right. It was a good ride.
But it was good.
Great pre-show.
Yeah.
But the amount of space it takes up, I get it. They're going to put a more financially viable IP there, like Indiana Jones, which they seem to be leaning into a lot right now. But this is why I said it was collateral damage, because it's not just Indiana Jones that's going there, obviously. It's Tropical America. So the whole area is getting a revamp, including a small, cute little carousel, apparently, that has got handcrafted wooden versions of Disney favourite characters, which sounds unbelievable.
Wasn't the first one that they showed, was it?
Kevin!
Yeah, I was going to say, it was Kevin.
Yeah, it was. It was Kevin, and it looked...
We love Kevin.
It looks so cool. Like, it looks like...
bloody piece of artwork.
Is it Joe Rode? Joe Rody? The Imagineer.
The guy with the earrings.
The guy with the earlobe.
Yeah.
It looks... When I saw that thing of Kevin, he came to my mind.
Yeah. And he's in charge of it.
I don't know if he's still in charge of it. But like he was very much in charge of Animal Kingdom when it was getting built, and wanted to make it not like you were stepping into a fairy tale, like you were stepping into the real world. Everything, he wanted it to feel real. And they're going to put like a big fountain in the middle of this Tropical Americas, apparently. And
I want to swim in it when we're there, because it's hot.
A casita.
Casita!
Yeah,
a casita. Oh, so good.
A ride as well. That's one thing that I was unsure of initially, whether it was going to be a ride or just kind of a walk-through experience like Toontown used to be, or like Swiss Family Robinson, like they were just going to make a casita that moved, but it does look like there's a ride.
It looks like a boat ride, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Like that, it maybe a boat.
Oh, but... I remember now. Isn't it Antonio?
Yes.
He talks to the animals, and it's something to do with I think it's
set on the day that he gets his gift.
Oh, we're going to go with him and see all the animals.
Yeah, I think the climax of the ride is you end up in Antonio's room with all the animals, I think.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm. So clever that to just put them two and two together with the Animal Kingdom and Antonio thing.
Oh, perfect.
Great. And Tropical Americas will just be such a welcome expansion into Animal Kingdom. I just wish it was a new land and they left Dino Land.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice deal situation, but...
I wonder if...
Because there's the whole Dino Land bit, isn't there?
Yeah. If Mirabelle and Bruno are in Magic Kingdom, I wonder if they'll bring them over.
True.
Or just have separate ones that are there.
True. That is a good point.
Because if the casita's there...
The meet and greet is a casita as well.
Yeah, it's a little mini casita.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll keep that.
I think they might get rid of it.
I would.
That's easily rebranded as well.
Into a different meet and greet.
Repaint it or something else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great shout. Just change it into a different meet and greet. That, put Stitch there.
Yeah.
Stitch needs a meet and greet spot.
Yeah, he does. He's just outside a gate when we saw him.
It's a joke that he's not got his own meet and greet spot. Like we said earlier when we were talking about the films, boy brings in the cash.
Yeah.
So, like, give him his own meet and greet. Like, give him a ride. Give him a Hawaiian roller coaster ride up to me.
So tiny.
Yeah.
So tiny.
Yeah. Super small.
And he makes a licking noise when you hug him.
Super cute.
It's so cute.
What have we got anything else that's happening in Disney World, like?
Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. I can't believe you just asked
it's
that.
It's in my favourite park as well.
Yeah.
We're Hollywood Studios people.
We are.
Made that very clear last episode. Love them all, but Hollywood Studios is our jam.
Because we love the movies. We love Hollywood.
And I am a huge Monsters, Inc. fan. I think the Laugh Floor as an attraction does the franchise dirty a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I do think... I didn't enjoy it.
It deserves better than... The Laugh Floor. I think it was okay.
It was all right.
It was all right. It was all right. I think it is an introvert's worst nightmare.
It was my worst nightmare.
If you are an introvert, if you kind of, the thought of being in front of a crowd or anything like that is the worst thing in the world to you, avoid the Laugh Floor. Just don't go
don't
in.
Go.
There's no guarantee that you are going to get picked. It's not like every single person, but it's random. It could be you. So if you don't like that, there's a couple of other ones as well, like Turtle Talk with Crush. But we'll talk about that in a future episode when we do a big deep dive into Disney World as a whole, because this is more the updates. Monsters, Inc.
Where do you think it's going? I think it's going in the, what's it called? Launch pad.
Star Wars Launch Bay.
Launch Bay. I just think the size of that, it would be a no-brainer to put it there. Because that new ride, which looks incredible, and it's a full-on roller coaster.
Suspended coaster. First ever one.
Looks incredible.
It looks like you're on it. It looks like you're a door. You're on the door thing.
Oh my God.
You probably already know it. But you're as excited as me.
In my head, that's got to be big, right?
I will tell you, right? I won't tell you. I'll just talk to you about it. But the graphic, the building looks massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm not sure whether launch bay is big enough.
Oh, because I think they're going to build a new area.
Because they had the massive building and a huge square out in front where you had, like they said, Monsters, Inc. Land.
Land.
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, it's a land.
Yeah. Monsters, Inc. Land. Monsters, Inc. Land is coming to Hollywood Studios. Mm. That is a huge bit of space.
It's got to be a new bit.
Can you see where...
Yeah. It's got to be a new bit.
So, like, that, to me, there's a meet and greet. Mike and Sully are there meeting and greeting people. So there's going to be a Mike and Sully meet and greet, by the looks of it, in Monsters, Inc. Land. There's a playground because there's a slide that's shaped huge. Like Sully, so that's going to be there. There's also, I believe, there's another.
Looks like there's Monsters University.
There's someone on a different graphic, not the one I'm looking at, eating sushi.
Mm.
So I think the sushi bar that Mike books a meal at with his wife, what's she called? Googly Bear and Smoochy Poo. Cindy?
Cynthia.
Yeah, I think. Whoever.
Medusa.
Yeah. Snake hair. I need to go back with continuity. the restaurant that they go to, that Mike goes on a date with Snake hair, is going to be there. I think it's going to be an option. I genuinely do. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but I think it'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a big waffle. Where do I think it's going to be? I think Muppets might be getting it.
Do you think that's big enough?
I think it looks like you turn in. So you're like, you're walking, and then you're walking down, and then you hit a left, right?
Yeah.
You hit a left. And it's like a square.
Yeah.
Because it's got the pizza thing on the left.
Yeah.
And then it's got Muppet Vision on the right. Mm. And then it's like a little square.
And it does have a little fountain.
My only thing would be that that's closer to Star Wars than I would like it to be.
Yeah.
But it's not as well.
They could just... everything should just be going backwards.
You've not quite gone under the tunnel yet. Mm. Where are they going to put it? You're going to Hollywood Studios. And then you see the Chinese theater right in front of you.
Yeah.
And then you walk down a bit, which is iconic, and you walk down a bit and you see the Tower of Terror on your right down Hollywood Boulevard. The Monsters, Inc. building looks huge. I don't know if they're going to want to mess with that kind of skyline.
No, yeah. It's pretty iconic as it is.
But what you said, it has a, you do have a point about...
There's just so much more space in the... What's it called? Is it Animation Courtyard?
I think so. I think so. Where the Disney Channel thing is as well.
I just take over all three buildings, yeah.
Yeah. Then you'd go from that into Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would maybe work better.
So we did ask a couple questions on Mickey's Best Pal story, which we will then be asking on the Magic Within page at some point. So first one was, what are you most looking forward to in Magic Kingdom? 85% said villain and only 15% said cars.
That doesn't surprise me, to be
fair.
Villain's Land is that's probably the thing that people are most looking forward to out of all the announcements, isn't it?
That's the thing that's brand new, whereas cars obviously exist. It is slightly different cars, but it does exist.
Yeah.
The question of where is Monsters, Inc. Land going and what's being replaced? Someone said, same as me, going in Animation Courtyard and Star Wars Launch Bay. And somebody else said Muppets with a dead face.
Oh.
Goodbye, Muppets.
Goodbye, Muppets, yeah. Well, that, both what we said, to be fair. What we said, so I guess it's out of them two. Muppets or Star Wars Launch Bay. Let us know what you guys think in the comments as well, by the way, out of them two.
So also, where are you heading first? So this is talking about Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Encanto, Indiana Jones, Save Dinosaur or Fix the Yeti were the options. So majority was 58% with Encanto, Casita, 18% with Indiana Jones, 16% was Fix the Yeti, and 7% really, really want to save the dinosaur.
I appreciate the people that say Fix the Yeti and save the dinosaur. I actually thought Indy would have got more.
Yeah.
Encanto stormed that. How many actual
votes?
Yeah.
39.
30, jeez.
Right. Compared to...
How many 12, did Indy have?
12.
12. So Indiana Jones and Fix the Yeti nearly got the same amount of votes.
Yeah, they did.
People want that Yeti fixed.
I didn't even know it was broken. I was just that scared.
Still scared. It is still scary.
It is terrifying.
It is still scary.
But I don't want it to move. Because I'm already scared.
It looks like it does.
How much scarier can it be?
Because of the strobe effect. It looks like it does.
And then, are you looking forward to the Spaceship Earth Lounge? We've got... No.
Oh.
We also have one yes, though.
Right.
Or someone did say they think it'll be a great place to watch fireworks, which is true.
That is a good point. See, we have to look at the positives of things.
Yeah.
And it is getting test track at Epcot.
Yeah. Which will be good.
Yeah.
That's it for all the questions.
There we go. Yeah,
that's all we got. That's all we got this week.
Well, I guess that is all we've got this week. It feels like it was a long episode and it feels like it was a little bit informative, to be honest, but there you go. It was news. Let us know. This is where it comes in. This is where the discussion comes in. Let us know what you guys think, what you're most looking forward to. Obviously, we had a little bit of that on the Instagram poll, but next week's episode, do you want to tell them about next week's episode?
So next week, we're going to go into everything about Walt Disney World, which is obviously our favourite park, because we've only been to two, but... Yeah.
It's not even a park. You can't even call it a park.
It's just a...
It's a city.
Yeah,
right.
It's huge.
We're going to talk about our experience there. Yeah. We're going to give some tips about people going, as well as probably say what we're excited for, because we're booked to go again, maybe.
So excited.
I think that is everything. I hope you liked this episode. I hope you liked the last episode. And tune in next week for... the next episode. You know what to do, guys. Please like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. And most importantly, have a magical day.
Have a magical day.